The Able Gamers Foundation has named the most accessible mainstream game for 2011, so the game most usable for people with a disability. Clarissa Fernandez from the Digital Media and Technology team at Media Access Australia is here to fill us in on the details. Welcome, Clarissa.
Thanks.
So, which game has won Most Accessible Award?
The game that won the Most Accessible Mainstream Game Award was the Star Wars The Old Republic.
Wow.
Game. It's a PC game based on Star Wars, the famous movies. It's been named by the Able Gamers Foundation, which is a non-profit charity based in the US and runs a website called Able Gamers, which is a community-based website that provides information and accessibility reviews to people with a disability who like to play computer games.
So what exactly is an accessible game, Clarissa?
An accessible game is when a game has certain functions and features that help people with different disabilities better interact with it. Sometimes there are barriers in mainstream games that make them difficult, if not impossible, for people with a disability to play. For example, there's no captions or colour contrast, and quick response times make things hard for people to play the game as you normally would. Mm. So they're just some of the few barriers encountered. So if the game, for example, relies on colour contrast to distinguish between different players, it makes it hard for someone who has colour blindness to play the game.
Can you tell us a bit about the game and how it's been made accessible?
Well, the game was developed by a company called BioWare, and as I mentioned, it's based on the Star Wars films. Basically, you play a character from the Star Wars movies, and there are a number of questions that you answer as you progress in the game. The questions and answers also drive the plot of the game. It's actually a what you call a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, which means you can play with and against many people online, and the world created in the game continues to evolve even when you're not playing. So the game was awarded Accessible Mainstream Games 2011 based on accessible merits such as full subtitles, multiple action bars, area looting, auto looting, and built-in mouse sensitivity. So other accessible merits include the ability to adjust colours for colour blindness and options to use either on-screen keyboard or a mouse instead of using the usual controller. And it's also interesting that the creators of the game repurposed common keyboard shortcuts that you'd use in assistive technology for the keyboard navigation option. However, one thing that Able Gamers highlighted is the inclusion of a companion in the game. So the companions are non-player computer characters that accompany the player throughout the game and provide support to players who need it so they don't have to request the help from other people.
That was going to be my next question. Isn't that interesting? This Star Wars game, or based on the Star Wars, has been named the most accessible mainstream game. Are there any others that you can tell us that people could play?
Yep. If you go to the Able Gamers website, there'll be links to other games. But, for example, a game called Dragon Age Origins was named the 2009 Mainstream Game of the Year, and that one scored a 9.8 rating out of 10 for accessibility. Another one called The Rock Band, which is accessible to blind people. And if you want more information about more accessible games, you can always check the Media Access website and look under the accessible gaming section of our website to link to other websites.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds really good. So can you just give our listeners your website?
Yep, it's www.mediaaccess.org.au.
And, of course, if you need any more information about these sorts of things, you can call Media Access Australia on 02-9212-6242. Well, that certainly is exciting news, Clarissa, and thank you for joining us to tell us about it.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Clarissa Fernandez from Digital Media and Technology team at Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.